For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Hurricane Michael, now with 125-mile-per-hour winds, is expected to hit the Florida Panhandle starting tonight. Jason McDonald says he and his family decided to leave Panama City Beach and head north into Alabama.
We want to get them out of the way. And, we don't know if it's going to wipe out our house or not or anything like that. So we pulled the travel trailer, so at least we have that.
Meteorologist Allison Chinchar.
Most of the models are in very good agreement about this is where it's going to go. Not only making landfall over portions of the Florida Panhandle, but then from there going up towards Georgia and into the Carolinas pretty quickly. And that's good. That will help limit a lot of the rainfall that will end up being produced, but it doesn't help in terms of some of the other aspects.
The forecast calls for a storm surge of up to 13 feet. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the healthcare hotline. Are you on Medicare and/or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 888-998-7225. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, 888-998-7225. 7225, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com.
The U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Nikki Haley, is resigning.
I said, I am such a lucky girl to have been able to lead the state that raised me and to serve a country I love so very much. It has really been a blessing, and I want to thank you for that.
She denied any presidential aspirations and said she would campaign for President Trump in 2020. As for who will replace her...
Well, we have a number of people that would very much like to do it. It's a great position, and Nikki realized it. I think she's helped make it a much better position, if you want to know the truth. I think it's become maybe a more glamorous position than it was.
The president said his daughter Ivanka would be great for the job, but he'd be accused of nepotism. Brett Kavanaugh has spent his first day on the job as a Supreme Court justice. The court docket has many cases, including one on the Affordable Care Act and what to do about DACA. There's also many LGBT issues and cases involving transgender rights. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The International Monetary Fund is downgrading its outlook for the world economy, USA's Chris Barnes reports.
Citing rising interest rates and growing tensions over trade, the IMF says the global economy will grow at 3.7% this year, the same as in 2017, but down from the 3.9% that it was forecasting for 2018 in July. The IMF expects the U.S. economy to grow at 2.9% this year, the fastest pace since 2005, and unchanged from its July forecast, but now it's predicting U.S. growth will slow to 2.5% next year as the effect of recent tax cuts wears off and what it calls the Trump trade war with China takes its toll. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Google will be shutting down its social media platform, Google Plus, for about a year after disclosing a glitch that allowed outside developers to access private information. More than 500,000 Google Plus users could have had their names, email, addresses, occupation, gender, and age compromised. The company said that their posts, messages, and phone numbers were not compromised. The data was exposed to more than 400 third-party users. Their vice president of engineering, Ben Smith, said, "We found no evidence that any developer was aware of this bug and no evidence that any profile data was misused." For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.